This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. There was another milestone yesterday for Los Angeles besides the 20th anniversary of the riots, not quite as covered by the media. April 29th, 1986, the day the Central Library in downtown Los Angeles burned. And Kevin Roderick of LA Observe joins me now to talk about it. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Lisa.
So, Kevin, what happened that day to the 1926 structure?
Well, it was a very sad day. It was shortly after the library opened, about 10 o'clock, a fire broke out in the stacks. And in those days, the Central Library was an old building, an old, you know, musty, fusty building filled with old newspapers, stacks of magazines, probably a lot of things that were not filed away correctly because, you know, the building was just jam-packed full. It's not the roomy place that it is now. Mm. And it was full mostly of paper. And the fire just started going and, you know, it just turned into a civic tragedy of immense proportions.
Smoke billowed out the windows. The photograph you have on your site is quite startling to see. It was an arsonist.
Yes, it was an arsonist who I don't think has ever been caught. I don't remember that anyone's ever charged with the crime. There was something like 300 or 400 firefighters responded to the fire. Mm. And for those of us who have used the library since then, it's a really kind of a poignant chapter in the city's history. You know, the fire was put out eventually, but, you know, there's a lot of water seeped down into the lower levels of the library, into the storage areas, a lot of smoke damage. By the way, there was about 200,000 books destroyed in the fire, and another 200,000 or so other things, old newspapers from the beginnings of the city, old irreplaceable magazines and other periodicals that, you know, you just can't go out and find, patent drawings, old maps, all kinds of things were destroyed in this fire that just couldn't be replaced.
And, of course, that historic mural in the children's room of the library, it was destroyed and had to be restored. It was smoke damage. Didn't open until 1993.
It took 7 years to get the library reopened. Of course, it's a much bigger facility now. It's been extended downward towards Grand Avenue, lots of new departments in the library. You know, and it was a place where they had to do some creative financing to get the money to even build this building. It was a controversial at the time, but the air rights over this block on Fifth Street were sold to the developers of a skyscraper across the street that became the library tower we know it now as the U.S. Bank Building, the tallest building west of Chicago, I believe it still is.
So it really changed the shape of that stretch of downtown, ultimately.
It completely changed that part of downtown and also changed the way that we handle densification issues in L.A. by coming up with this idea of selling air rights over buildings.
Right, something that wasn't familiar here then. You had a personal angle. You were researching a book during this time, or in the post era.
Oh, you know, I've researched a couple of books in the new library since it's opened down on the history level, down in the very bottom level. You know, and every now and then you request something out of the stacks, and they bring it to you, and it smells of smoke, or it's got water damage on a key page, and it's one of the things you just don't really forget what happened there. It's a history lesson of a different sort.
Yes, the lasting remnants of April 29th, 1986. Kevin Roderick of LA Observed joins us each week. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Lisa.